www.ecosystemsolutions.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Uh-oh, news for the soda companies not looking good. This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we've got a new B-horror movie that we've decided to shoot here. And, of course, using a language you're not supposed to say shoot anymore. How do you, if you can't shoot a film, what are you going to do? We got to come up with this. It's almost a documentary. But remember, you know, coming into the fall season, we're moving from August to September, back to school. We've been covering the war on kids, in fact, hunting season being declared on children, back to school, shot season. But Halloween films already getting ready to roll out. They're starting to preview them. We've just come up with the best one yet, at least title-wise. You remember that, Super Donnie there, you remember that old movie, Children of the Corn?
Children of the Corn. That's a classic, absolutely.
That was a scary one, like Children on the Farm that somehow turned zombie-like or something. Well, right. Based on this new scientific revelation, CBS News is covering it. Soda may make children more likely to destroy things, attack others. The new sequel to Children of the Corn is, get this, Children of the Corn Syrup. Yeah, you like that? Children of the Corn Syrup.
I love it.
Now, if anybody wants to take that and run with it, go ahead, because I haven't trained my teenager to do videos yet. So until that point comes, I won't be able to put this film together. So carte blanche, anybody want it, you can give me credit or not. I don't care. Children of the Corn Syrup, the next spoof. Maybe I need to let Mike Adams know, the health ranger, about that.
Absolutely. That's a Mike Adams thing all the way.
He's great. Yeah, Children of the Corn Syrup, Mike, if you're listening. By the way, we are available to download and listen to live on the air through naturalnewsradio.com, naturalnews.com. Of course, Mike Adams, the health ranger. We are now co-branding the show with Natural News Radio and GCN, GCNlive.com. Any of you listen through that, as well as our wonderful affiliates around these United States. Up there in Alaska, KENI. Hey, how cool would it be if you just were only once a week with me on the air there, right? KENI. But just call them up, let them know I'm available now, Monday through Friday, as well through GCN. What are you laughing at? What are you snickering?
I'm available now, right? I'm available. Does your wife know about that?
I'm a happily married man. I'm not available.
Oh, okay. All right. Just checking.
and my children are not children of the corn syrup.
No, they are not.
Sure, they try to beat each other up. That's just the nature of siblings and sibling rivalry. But soda may make children more likely to destroy things and attack others. Again, the zombification of children is almost complete. Studies of young soda drinkers often focus on added risk for childhood obesity. But now, a new study suggests the sweet stuff could actually be making kids more violent. Super Don, I would almost call this a moment of duh, because we've been saying this, that, you know, you drive kids into hypoglycemia, the higher brain is starved of nutrition, of energy, and you panic because then the lower brain, so-called animal brain, becomes that which is in charge. And the animal brain doesn't know right from wrong. It only knows survival. It only knows fight or flight. And this is a big explanation as to why a lot of these kids shoot up the schools. And it's not the only reason, but these kids that are then put on psychiatric drugs like Ritalin, Prozac, Risperdal, all of these things, they never investigate the fact that many of these children, perhaps all of them, are hypoglycemic to begin with.
Yeah. Well, and even just on a common sense level, I mean, if anybody's been a parent and they've had kids, and you know that if you give your kids a Mountain Dew before bedtime, what are they going to do? You know, I mean, it's just normal. You give kids soda, especially, I mean, outside of just the caffeine.
Mountain
and
Dew?
Kids go nuts. You know, that's what the grandparents do. Here, Johnny, here's some Coke and here's some M&Ms. And so, like, now you can go home with your parents because that's when they go crazy and nuts and pay the parents back for, you know, their childhood experiences.
Yeah, no, they need the Mountain Don't, okay? This is the
exactly thing.
We've got to make some switches here because the science is now supporting what we've been saying for years. These kids are hypoglycemic, borderline diabetic, starving the higher functions of the brain. Therefore, they become animal-like in their behavior. Violence is increasing. The studies research this, and this is out of really egghead research universities, Columbia, Harvard, University of Vermont, 3,000 kids looked at, mostly black and Hispanic children from 20 of the largest U.S. cities. They were enrolled in a study that followed them since birth. So this gives you a long-range program to see and assess this kind of information. 40% of the children had at least one soft drink per day, while only 4% consumed four or more. But the more soda the kids drank, the more problems with attention, aggression, and withdrawn behaviors were reported. And, you know, here, you know, someone would say, well, okay, you're only looking at the poorest folks in the inner cities, but they ruled out other factors that could have influenced violent behavior, like family income, where the kids lived, how much candy they ate, whether they grew up in a violent home or if mom was depressed or dad was in jail. I mean, they really looked at this comprehensively, and they still were able to link the soda consumption to increases in aggressive behavior. Now, chances are none of these kids were drinking stevia sweetened sodas.
No,
they were
not likely.
pretty much all on the big Coca-Colas, Pepsi-Colas, Mountain Dews, as you said, with high fructose corn syrup. And we're effing our kids up with fructose in this way. These are genetically modified corn monsters, turning our kids into genetically modified monsters as well. And by the way, we'll get to a story about animals rejecting GMOs this hour. And also, if you'd like to call us, there is a toll-free number you can get through right now on the air. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Go to robertscottbell.com. Robertscottbell.com. All the show notes are there. The links are in there, including the last hour's guest, Sally Elcordi, on her movement to ban vaccines and get a big billboard up there by the UN. Let them know how we all feel. Cool stuff. Also, question of the day coming up momentarily as well. Let's see, what else? You know, I got to give some kind of solution because I can't just raise holy you-know-what on this kind of topic without also giving you an option. I mentioned stevia-based sodas, those of you who want to transition. Stevia is a naturally occurring sweet substance from the plant that's similar, as, if you will, a cousin to the chrysanthemum flower. So it's very safe. Been using it for many, many years. And my kids, if they ever have a soda, that's a treat for them once in a while. It's like, wow, Alan, can I have a root beer? But it's sweetened with stevia. Nothing artificial. In fact, they make organic versions. And I'm not saying they should be a staple in the kids' lives, and they're not. But as a treat once in a while, and we don't have a glycemic impact, we're not driving them into hypoglycemia or anything like that. But I will tell you this, that every kid and every adult who is dealing with hypoglycemia and type 2 diabetes, without question, is deficient in a mineral known as glucose tolerance factor chromium, and the food-grown form of supplementation that we take, we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He is at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And for a fraction of the pennies that you would spend on medical bills and drugs and treatments that don't work, you can undo this hypoglycemia and even type diabetes in these kids. 100 micrograms three times a day. Smaller kids, you can break that in half, do 50 micrograms three times a day. Stunning how efficient this is in promoting genuine recovery. And then you'll eliminate a big part of the violence. Now, another big part of the violence are the additives, the preservatives, the flavorings, and particularly the colorings. These have been studied. They're called excitotoxins. They hyperstimulate the nervous system. And that, in combination with the hypoglycemia, is devastating. All bets are off. Your kid, little Johnny, used to know right from wrong. How did this happen? Well, on top of the high fructose corn syrup, if you've been taking your kids to doctors, they probably tried to put them on psychoactive drugs or drugs that stimulate the nervous system to the point of exhaustion, like PMP, Ritalin. And at that point, the governor on behavior is gone. So if they knew right for wrong, it's out the window, along with your kid, perhaps, because it increases these things like the SSRI, suicidal ideations, as well as this homicidal outreach. And I think we talked a little bit about this with Dr. Frank King on the Healing Revolution on Friday. So there you go. A lot of cool stuff we got to cover here that's not covered anywhere else in this way. Give me a call right now, 800-259-5791. Here's the question of the day I wanted to get to. Question, comment of the day coming through robertscottbell.com. Hi, Robert. You're the best. I love being able to talk to your sponsors directly. They're like real people. Jonathan, TMB, that's Ty Bollinger. Paul Bertiero, that's from robertswater.com. You want to know what I drink every day? Go to robertswater.com and you'll see, and you can drink it too in your home. She goes on here, what blessings they are. I am ordering the water system next week. Cool. Awesome. Paul Bergiero, call up Paul. I'll see if I can get you that number, but it's certainly linked up in the show notes, or you can just go to robertswater.com. She says she's talked to Paul, and he's a gem. But today I am asking you a question for my friends in great need of advice. Their 9-week-old son has been put on an antibiotic regimen for a year as he has a grade 3 urinary reflux. The antibiotics are just in case he'd get a UTI, a urinary tract infection. They are beside themselves with worry, knowing what these antibiotics could do to this little guy over the next year. They are begging for direction, and I've got nothing to offer except to put this out to you and have you point them in the right direction. Keep doing what you're doing. You will never know how much you've helped those who listen to you. With deepest gratitude, Julie. Well, Julie, bless you. You've warmed my heart with some of the things you've just related, and I'm sorry to hear about that little guy with the prophylactic antibiotic program that they want to put him on. Of course, we know when you're on antibiotics, they wipe out your good guys, your good flora. A big part of protecting you, even from UTI, believe it or not, is having healthy intestinal bacteria. Once again, I want to have you call Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com to get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. We were giving this to our little kids when they were babies. And I know they can't swallow gel caps, so we would poke a hole in the gel cap and squirt out the contents. And these little guys and little gals, they can tolerate it without having to have it in the gel cap because their systems are a little immature relative to the adult digestive system. So that would be a big part of this. Also want you to call up King Bio, my friend at King Bio, Dr. Frank King, and get the urinary tract infection formulas. There are many options that you can put them on prophylactically without having to resort to antibiotics, and then also consider using the silver hydrosol. The Bioactive Silver Hydrosol I use is called Sovereign Silver. You can get it at health food stores locally, or you can get it through Natural News, their store online. You'll see the Sovereign Silver there. Completely safe. Microgram dosages. Silver is a normally occurring trace component of breast milk, too, so don't freak out on this. I know you won't, Julie. Tell your friends. We love them. We love you, too, and thank you. Say, give the love to my sponsors, too, on the breaks here, or go to robertscottbell.com and plug in all the great things they are doing to keep us well and get us well as well. A little economic healing as well coming up after the break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Out of here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sunday through Friday, every day except one day. We get a day of rest here, and that's what we did, and we're back at it. Back to school for a lot of folks. Hopefully not too many going to government indoctrination centers. If not, you got your work cut out for you, undoing the damage that they give to those kids.
Or your kids are all grown up like me. Yay,
I think, yeah. It goes so fast, Super Don. And one of the things we've been talking about today is the hunting season, and you may be a bow hunter, you might be a rifle hunter, but the hunting I'm talking about is doctors, nurses, and school officials going after your children with syringes. And that's why we had Sally Elcordy last hour to talk about the efforts to not only raise awareness, but to stop this. Stop it! Even all the way up to the United Nations level. And we also talked about a little hypoglycemia as it relates to the soda, the soft drinks, the corn syrup, the Children of the Corn Syrup, the new horror film coming out just in time for Halloween, or right now if you're still feeding your kids these sodas. But we also do economic healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're not limited to just health topics alone. Of course, we talk about politics. We talk about political healing. When we talk about economics, we talk about economic healing. There's a great piece, I don't know if this is the blog, this looks like an article on LouRockwell.com. This is about Paul Krugman, who's a Keynesian, you know, following John Maynard Keynes, who says basically, you can print money until there's no tomorrow, it doesn't matter, and everything's fine. Right. The idea that the government should centralize and control all of these things. Now, there's an admission here in this article by Bill Anderson. And it's titled, Krugman Admits Keynesian Economics is All About Empowering the State. We talked about empowering the state via the medical police state, the medical religion, the Church of Biological Mysticism. It is the state-sanctioned religion here in America, even though the First Amendment states specifically that Congress shall make no law basically establishing a religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof, whereas in modern medicine is the church of the state. And they do that by sacrificing children to it, you know, the sacrament being vaccination. Now, in this blog post that they link up, Paul Krugman lets the cat out of the bag. He says, in essence of Keynesian economics is giving the political classes more power. He writes this, the hatred for Keynesian economics has less, I think, to do with the notion that unemployment isn't a proper subject of policy than about the notion of shifting power over the economy's destiny away from big business and toward elected officials. All right. Yeah. So let's say boiling those words down, it's basically saying the economy should really be played by political elites like a game of chess on you, yeah, on me, on everybody.
Absolutely.
That's why they like Keynesian economics. Central economic planning are for those that have an elitist, authoritarian attitude on life, that they believe that Ivy League education is much better than the horse sense that God may have given you to direct your own life economically, to save as you would save, to spend as you would save. And, of course, Keynesian economics supports the central economic planning via a centralized bank, which has no allegiance to this nation or the state. I mean, they claim that it does, but any bank that would basically print money into debt, basically, evidence of debt, and basically enslave through debt the people of any country. You can't say that that bank is for us. The Federal Reserve is not pro-America. It is pro-enslaving the people of America, or what was once thought to be the people of America, which are now merely considered corporate slaves.
I mean, the whole reason we needed to edit the Fed,
Fed's
not even a part of the government. It's a private corporation.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you said edit the Fed. I like that, too. Edit the Fed and audit them. Do both.
And audit them and all that stuff, sure.
End them, yeah.
No more Fed.
Here's the thing, though, Super Don. We cannot wait. You're not going to be able to have legislation to vote. Even the audit Fed focal point, which is great. Ron Paul started it. It's kind of like stalled out, even though they're trying to do it again. The point I'm making, and this goes to a question Sally asked me last hour, about homeschoolers having to get exempted to vaccination. You know, which makes no sense, because if it's really all about herd immunity, what flip do you give about going after homeschoolers? They're at home. They're not there in the school. So if you think they're a threat, they're not. But the point is, it's not about that. It's about, we want to inject every one of your children. Why? There's an ulterior motive. Vaccination is the gateway drug to a lifelong dependence, induced iatrogenic disease, basically disease caused by doctors, thus making you, by perception, basically believe that drugs are your only way out. You become a permanent customer for the pharmaceutical industrial complex, thus propping up the centralized bureaucracy of the centralized regulation state. All right, this is kind of economic discussion that you won't hear anywhere else. I don't think you will. Certainly not with our slant on health and healing. We'll discuss that some more after the break. Also, Peter King taking on Rand Paul over what? The privacy issues, the concerns about spying on you and me? We'll talk about that also. Profiting off of terrorism, or the fear of terrorism. Which is it? Go to robertscottbell.com. They're linked up in the show notes. We'll be right back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
The
before another autumn arrives. Celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue-Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue-Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue-Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Water, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, and now heard around the world through naturalnewsradio.com, as well as GCN Live and all of our affiliates. 6 days a week. That's right, Sunday through Friday. Thank you for being here. RobertScottBell.com. All you got to do is go to the show notes, check it out. And if you miss an archive, we have them linked up in the show notes shortly thereafter. So you got lots of opportunities to bring that power to heal back to you where it belongs. And Super Don is with me, my producer. Also, we got Tom on the board doing a great job holding things together as we're streamlining the 6 days a week together with Natural News as well. So cool stuff happening. Listen, we're talking about the economic power to heal, if you will, taken away from you by the Federal Reserve, by central economic planning, bureaucracies, Keynesianism. And this is a big issue that I've talked about over the years, enslaving the population so that they are in debt and they can never get out of debt. And it's by design, because if you're in debt, you owe allegiance to someone who holds that debt over your head. And at that point, you're not a free man anymore, if you will. And that's the game that's being played. And again, coming back to the vaccine argument, you want to benefit in Australia, you got to vaccinate your kids. If you want to benefit in America, they're going to have it holding over your head with Obamacare, strengthening that as well. You got to vaccinate your kid. You want to send them to school? You got to vaccinate them. Of course, here we have religious exemption in most every state except, I believe, West Virginia. Philosophical and medical, but you won't be able to get medical exemptions because the doctors who give them are quickly drummed out of their profession. Philosophical in some states, but they propagandize you to believe that there is no way out. And who's harmed by this the worst? The poor folks that don't question authority. That's why it is your duty and obligation as an American to question authority. Do not believe what they are saying, especially when it's coming from government edicts, pronouncements that are conflicted with pharmaceutical interests that are not your own. I don't even ask you to believe me. Take the time to research the things we're saying here, and you'll come to similar conclusions if you're honest about this and can get past the religious dogma of modern medicine and modern Keynesianism, as well as the dogma that we are under a permanent state of terror war, that at any moment we're going to be blasted by an Al-Qaeda operative or the Taliban. Of course, the Al-Qaeda, or Al-Qaeda, whatever, is basically a creation of our government, our own CIA, going back in time to the Mujahideen and all of that, what happened in Afghanistan as we were taking on the Soviet Union, trying to bankrupt them. But never mind history. But even Hillary Clinton knows that history. Now we've got Rand Paul being attacked by a neocon Democrat slash Republican. I'm not sure what he is. Representative Peter King going after Rand Paul because, Rand has been somewhat, let's say, non-combative when he discusses NSA leaker Edward Snowden. Tom, you got that audio. Let's go ahead and hear Peter King right now.
Comparing Snowden to Martin Luther King or Henry David Thoreau, this is madness. This is the anti-war left-wing Democrats of the 1960s that nominated George McGovern and destroyed their party for almost 20 years. I don't want that happening to our party.
This is madness, he says. It's the madness of King George Bush.
No, not our party. It's our party, right?
Right. Well, of course, a lot of blowback from the neocons in the Republican Party and, as well as the Democrat Party, because listen, Nancy Pelosi has been, taken on Rand Paul over this NSA issue and others. So it's not just strictly along these so-called party lines that are artificially drawn. But
you were wondering whether Peter King is a neocon or not,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, listen to this. One of the things he said, he was just absolutely shocked that so many Republicans voted to defund the NSA program, right? Because they protected us and they keep us safe. And one of the comments he made is he says, it totally goes against the party of Eisenhower.
And Bush. Oh my gosh! Bush. If Bush is your standard bearer,
what did we get from Eisenhower? Do you remember
the warning against the what? Military industrial complex.
My goodness, why would we want to go against that? Right.
I mean, we're the party of national defense, he says. We're the party who did so much to protect the country over the last 12 years. No, you are not. You're the party
as far as
of,
Bush goes, I'll do anything to go against Bush.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a mess.
They're the party of national offense. That is an unconstitutional offense that has bases around the world pretending that we're constitutionally the policemen of the world, which is bankrupting us, the things that Ron Paul said and his son Rand Paul agrees with. And Rand Paul's camp shot back, tweeting that Peter King comes from the Democratic wing of the GOP, and he wants to send billions of dollars of American taxpayer money to places who even burn our flag. He does. I mean, he plays politics better than Ron Paul did, I have to say, Rand does.
Yes, he does. And, you know, we've had our criticisms, or maybe not even really our criticisms, but our doubts.
Sure.
You know, about that. But listen, I mean, Rand Paul, you know, the reason why he does so well is he knows how to play the game a little bit better than Ron did. His dad was more of a purist, a principle. And not that Rand Paul doesn't have principle, but listen, bottom line is, if you're going to get in there and you're going to try and do something from the inside out, mm-hmm. You have no choice. Either you learn how to play the game and go for positive results, or you just don't play.
Sure.
I mean, that's just the way it is.
And when Peter King says, you know, our party is the party of defense or whatever, I mean, the reality is, look at what Obama has done since he went in. He's doubled and tripled down on the Bush years and done the same offensive and even worse, the droning of innocent civilians. I'm not saying that's what he's intending to do, but it doesn't matter at this point. It's what's happening. And droning of Americans and spying on Americans. The whole NSA scandal here is about that. Who was Edward Snowden spying for? He wasn't spying for the Soviet Union or Russia or China. He's spying for the American people. Think about that. He's spying for the American people because he's looking out and saying, hey, you guys are being spied on. You need to know this. This is not constitutional governance anymore. And Rand Paul, give him credit too on this one. He said, listen, weeks ago, maybe months ago, he was talking about, hey, can we end foreign aid to Egypt? I mean, we're basically propping up a regime that's slaughtering innocents over there in Egypt. You don't even know who's in charge. And they voted. It was a close vote. But, you know, a lot of Democrats even voted against Rand Paul in this one. And now he's proven right. Look what's happening in Egypt. The government, the military is slaughtering the civilians there. And we're sending money and weapons over there. They're using that money, the money and weapons, against the people of Egypt. And that's what Rand Paul has said. And Ron Paul has said the same thing. You're creating a quagmire worse than it would be than if we weren't there. But what if we don't give them money to be our friends? I'm telling you, if you have to give money to have a friend, that's not your friend. I mean, isn't that like parenting 101? You teach that to your kids?
And let's put this in even more realistic terms. It's like calling up an escort service in order to have a girlfriend.
Yes, and believing that she really loves you.
That's right.
When the money stops flowing, she's pissed. She's on. She's out of there. Now,
this
is an important consideration because these are adults behaving like little children who don't have parents, who've never had parents to teach them right from wrong, like Peter King. I don't know if he has, but certainly he ignored them if he did. To claim that, yes, we must continue with this object of eavesdropping on all Americans. We must continue to fund unknown foreign governments. Who knows who's in charge in order to have their friendship. I mean, this is stuff that you learn on the sandbox in grade school. This is not even the stuff the teachers. You will learn this. But these people in Congress, Democrat and Republican, like Peter King, like Nancy Pelosi, and even Barack Obama, they don't get this. They don't get this concept. And that's why another reason why we're in desperate straits here in America. And I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to vote the bums out. I know, that's a bummer to hear. You're not. I mean, yes, every once in a while, Rand Paul gets in, a Justin Amash gets in, and I bless them for getting in and following their bliss if they feel so that they can make a difference there. I would not discount them trying to do what they can do. But I'm telling you that your participation in that system is not only funding it, but it's energizing it, empowering it, and it uses all of your energy against you to enslave you and to make you more in debt because you're participating in it because you think you have to. Much like the folks that haven't woken up to realize that they do not have to vaccinate their children or even request exemptions ultimately, but it comes down to status at law. I talk about this. I don't pretend to be a lawyer. I don't want to be a lawyer. I know too much about law I didn't want to know about. But the reality is, if you play in their sandbox, they claim jurisdiction over you, and suddenly you're a subject. You're subject to their jurisdiction, and that's not where you want to be because the rules are rigged against you. Whether it be in vaccine court or whether it be in the kangaroo Federal Reserve note economic enslavement court, talking about, you know, Keynesian economics and how it plays out through the Federal Reserve. And not only the medical monopoly we talk about with modern medicine, but the economic monopoly over the money supply, which is unconstitutional, in my opinion. But there are folks working to reestablish freedom, teaching people how to interact economically on a local basis to keep the money, whatever money you're working with, gold, silver, trading, hours, whatever, and just unplugging from that system altogether, defunding it by your very actions, or in some cases can be considered inaction. And this is the peaceful, nonviolent revolution that is more dangerous. Gandhi knew about it and did it. MLK did it. even, you know, back when we talk about the back of the bus scenario, I'm not going to the back of the bus. Rosa Parks did it.
Rosa Parks, right.
Say no. Nullify them. On a federal level, on a state level, and on a personal level, the most powerful thing you have is not a bullet in your gun. It is your consent. And by withdrawing that consent, it withdraws the energy that they will use to beat you up and capture you and enslave you and your children, too.
Yep.
That is the message here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I know it's not a, I don't think this is a populist message, Super Don. I don't know how to term it, but it is the message that needs to be heard, spoken, needs to be heard.
It is. It's the truth. And unfortunately, you know, it's very hard to find that truth anywhere. If you're listening to the mass media, mainstream media, you know, you're not going to hear this stuff. And so this is why alternative media, in fact, you know, just as a quick note, very good sign. Just recently, alternative media is now getting seats in the White House press briefings.
Really?
So you're seeing seats that are being given to people like Yahoo News, which is, I mean, that's, you know, that's on the internet.
Somewhat
and real politics,
yeah,
like that, they're starting to recognize the fact that, you know, alternative media is out there, and we're actually getting some access now.
Nice. Well, look, we're going to keep at it. We're here on GCN 6 days a week, along with naturalnewsradio.com. And you can call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave me a message, even when I'm not on the air, at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. There's a whole host of subjects that we cover here if you're new to the program, from physiological, emotional, mental, economic, political, and even spiritual issues. It's all fair here, and we don't ask permission where none is required. And on the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's never required. Listen, I'm going to be in Las Vegas the 6th through the 8th of September at the American Naturopathic Medical Association, plus a public event on Sunday afternoon. We'll tell you more about that and have it linked up in the notes soon. The following weekend in Atlanta, the 13th, 14th, and 15th. And there's a cancer conference there, healingstrong.com. And, well, anything else that's coming up, we'll let you know about it. Remember, Nullify Now Conference in Raleigh is also coming up. And that'll be, I believe, in October. We'll get you more information on that with the 10th Amendment Center. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Not a lot more time to do it in. GMOs, animals reject them. Should you? We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave another dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXNatural.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You think you're smarter than a squirrel, huh? You're smarter than a pig, are you, huh? How about an elk or a deer or a raccoon or a rat? Are you smarter than a rat? Here's the story. Squirrels, pigs, elk, deer, raccoons, rats reject GMO food. It's only the stupid humans that still eat the GMO food. Good Lord.
Wow, that's like a whole farm. It's like Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-G-M-O.
Hey, well said. Yeah, well sung it. Yeah, sing it with us. E-I-G-M-O. Listen, the kids know it. That 14-year-old from Canada knows it who took on that bully. And you know it because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jeffrey Smith has done a bang-up job around the world getting the word out. But Fukushima is also dwarfing the GMO issue right now. I'm not going to go into it today, but we continue to cover that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Again, Sunday through Friday, tell your favorites. If you're listening to us right now on a talk radio station, which you may be, let that station know that, hey, you can get RSB not just one day a week, but 6 days a week. That's right. GCN now, along with Natural News Radio, we are co-branded, and we're getting it out. And you can call us live on the air, but check it out in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. This story also linked up squirrels, pig, elk, deer, raccoons, rats reject GMO food. And it was about a test that Paul Fonder conducted last fall on his farm backyard in South Dakota. Built a squirrel feeder, put GMO corn fresh from the neighbor's field on one post and one-year-old organic corn on the other. So he really weighted it against the organic corn because it was a year old. Now, you'd think that the squirrels would want fresh corn over one that's 1 year old, but that's not what happened. And this guy repeated the experiment five times using various different varieties of organic and GM corn, each time same result. Now, is it possible that these squirrels were reading the label? Because he actually did label it. Because squirrels actually have more rights than humans to know what kind of food they're eating. So he put GMO under the GMO corn and organic under the organic corn. So maybe it was a cheating for the animals because they can read. We obviously know they can read.
Maybe it was just a very highly intelligent, developed squirrel.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. So all of these things are very real, that the animals will select the food that is more appropriate. A pig farmer did a similar experiment, scattering GMO corn out, and the pigs looked at him like, are you nuts? We're not eating this. And then he threw the organic corn out, and they all just gobbled it up. If given the option, they know. Recognize that if they're not given an option, ultimately, like you said, it's adaptation for survival. You'll eat things that are poisonous for you because it gives you an option, even though it's not the best thing for you. So genetically modified organisms, the animals know it, the humans are the stupid ones. So typical. Stupid
humans. Yeah, it is. It is,
So what else? What else is going on? We're wrapping up the show here today. Again, we'll be back tomorrow with the Advanced Medicine Monday version. And Dr. Batar has been contacted by a listener of ours, I understand. He's got a doctorate in jurisprudence and he's a Ph.D., and he's a listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Can you imagine? I thought we were annoying all the PhDs.
Well, we try.
We try. Well, this one likes us, evidently. So we're going to talk about these jurisdictional issues. Remember there was that story of the family, I think it's in Maine, up in the New England area, that were threatened with, what we're going to do. We're going to take your kid away because you're feeding them goat milk.
Goat milk formula, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So this is an ongoing story, and listeners out there, catch these stories and do some outreach to these families and try to help them out here. So we're going to do that some more tomorrow. Again, Monday through Friday, we do Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Batar, and Wednesdays, Ty Bolger shows up, and we go way outside the box. Fridays, of course, we go to the Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King. Now, all of the archives are available through GCN Live now. You can hear them there, as well as naturalnewsradio.com. And once they're up and I have them linked, I can link them in my show notes, thanks to Superdon, at robertscottbell.com. So if you have a topic that you weren't sure you want to listen on, you'll see this description of the show, and you'll go, oh, I definitely want to hear that or that particular guest, because we got some awesome guests that show up on this program. And we are really deprogramming you. And when I say don't ask permission where none is required, it really is a reprogramming. I'll admit it. You know, we're engaged in reprogramming, but it's the first phase is the deprogramming. The belief, for instance, that the Fear and Death Administration, otherwise known as the FDA, is looking out for you, or that the Centers for Disease Creation, otherwise known as the CDC, is looking out for you. What they are looking out for is the health and viability of an industry that would not exist in a free market because it's killing too many people. One person would be too many, but it's killing hundreds of thousands a year. We don't stand for that. We don't sit for it either. And I know you don't. So thank you for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for Sally L. Cordy for dropping by. Thank you, Super Don. Thank you, Tom, on the board. I know what you had to do behind the scenes to smooth it all out today. Appreciate that. We've got five more days going on. Tell your radio station the Robert Scott Bell Show is the place to be for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Why is that the truth? It's because we know the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.